everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. Every week, every game around the Ontario Hockey League, you can check it out on OHL Live on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to a member of the Kitchener Rangers who was a part of Team Canada at this year's World Junior Hockey Championship. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's Cogeco OHL Player of the Week is Liam Greentree, the captain of the Windsor Spitfires. He picked up 3 goals and 4 assists for 7 points and was a +6 in 2 games last week. Greentree recently suited up at the Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game and is expected to be chosen high in the 2024 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Meantime, being chosen in the second round of the NHL Draft was Carson Rakoff of the Kitchener Rangers. He was picked by the Seattle Kraken. He was also part of Team Canada at the most recent World Junior Hockey Championship. I caught up with Carson Rakoff earlier this week. Carson, right off the bat, I know the Kitchener Rangers have a little bit of a rough stretch lately, but let's look at the big picture. Let's look at the entire season as a whole to start with. You know, in the grand scheme of things, what has gone well for the Kitchener Rangers over the course of this 23-24 OHL season?
Yeah, I think obviously coming in as kind of an underdog, not expected to do much this year. Obviously, we had a very good team last year with an old team, so it was kind of a rebuild year. I think we played really well at the start of the year. I think we played good hockey. This last little bit's been tough, missing a lot of key guys, but obviously it happens during a year. We just got to kind of keep pushing through this spot here.
Looking, and we'll see what happens moving forward, but maybe is this a good time for a little adversity where things were going so smooth through the first half that maybe go through a little adversity now, late January, early February, and therefore bounce back getting ready for the rest of the regular season in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think I've obviously been through it in the last 2 years. There's obviously spots in the season where things don't go as planned. It's a crazy league. So I'm super proud of this group, kind of the way that everyone's kind of stayed positive and just tried to play our best with what we've got. And I think obviously we had a hard stretch of games, like I said, against some good teams. So it hasn't been easy, but obviously kind of getting guys back now. And once we have a good lineup, I think we're super confident.
You mentioned off the bat that you guys, maybe people saw you guys as underdogs coming into this season. I've got to think you guys use that as some motivation in training camp and getting ready for the regular season.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was understood. Like, I think obviously we were young. We had a lot of guys coming in this year, but I think we had a lot of guys who are great hockey players that maybe didn't get the opportunity last year to kind of show that fully. So I was super excited kind of coming into this year and getting to see those guys really kind of take steps into some bigger roles, and it's been great for sure.
If I asked you to kind of scout yourself this season and evaluate your game, how do you find your game personally has come together this year?
Yeah, I think I just try to take information from Seattle and kind of my new staff and just really try and put it all together more consistently. I think a big thing for me is just kind of trying to be the best player every night, the best version of myself. And I think it's definitely tough. There's a lot of games in the season, but if you can try and do as much as possible, you can for sure help your team win.
New head coach comes in here, UC Ahokas comes in, someone who comes over from Europe. What have you learned from him as well?
Yeah, he's been great for me. I mean, all staff, all three of them, I think have done a great job with their group. I think UC's super pro. Like, I think he's an NHL coach. He knows what he's talking about. He's been around. He's coached World Juniors. He's coached in the Finnish Pro League. So he knows what it takes to kind of make that next jump. So he's held me to a super, super high standard, just like I hold myself to. So I think it's been great for me.
Last season, you guys were the 8th seed and it ends up knocking off the number 1 seeded Windsor. You can be obviously on both ends of that. You could be the underdog and pick up a win, or you could be the higher end team come playoff time. What did you learn from last year's playoffs that you guys can take going into this year's playoffs when it comes around here in about 6 weeks from now?
Yeah, I think by that time of the year, I think everyone's playing their best hockey, all the teams. So I think obviously it's such a deep league and our conference is so good this year that I think anyone could beat anyone. So I think it's important for us to just trying to play these last 20 games as playoff games and really, really kind of get our mind in that playoff hockey. I think we did a good job of that last year. Obviously having success in the first round was big. And I think obviously it shows it doesn't really matter where you finish. You have to play good hockey in the playoffs. So
you would have liked to come home with a medal. Unfortunately, things didn't pan out that way. But looking back on it now, what did it mean to be part of Team Canada at the World Juniors?
Yeah, it was awesome. Obviously, standard answer, like, it's a dream come true as a kid, but I think it's something you work so hard for and something that kind of had in the back of my mind kind of early in the season, having some success. But I think just it was awesome. Like I really enjoyed my time over there, and it was super special for sure.
Did you catch yourself at some point, whether maybe one of the pre-tournament games or opening game, or just at some point thinking, wait a minute, I'm in this tournament that I watched growing up?
Yeah, it's pretty, like, it's kind of funny. Like, we talked about it kind of the first game when we walked out against Finland, like, for the first period. It was, like, it was insane. I think that was kind of where it really hit us. A couple of us were talking about that. But, yeah, I think throughout the whole thing, like, just the pre-tournament stuff, the training camp, everything. But once you really step on the ice for the first time on Boxing Day, it's super special.
I know hockey is obviously the focus of it, but did you get a chance just even on a day off of no games or something, just to look around and almost play tourist a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. They gave us some time to kind of be with family and kind of walk around and see the city. Obviously, it was super nice there. So it was an unbelievable experience to kind of get to experience that city as well.
You're drafted by the Seattle Kraken, working with that organization now. And so many OHL guys in that organization through the NHL draft, they picked so many guys from the O. I'm sure when you go to camp and things like that, must be nice to see a lot of familiar faces.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, we have a super close prospect group there. I think we spent a lot of time together at training camp, all the old guys and the dub guys and whatnot. So it's been super fun, and it's been awesome, my time there for sure.
Does it feel like when you play games in the O every second night, you're running into a Seattle prospect?
Yeah, there's a lot. So, I mean, there's a couple in the East and obviously add on our team now. So it's super cool for sure, though.
What do you have to accomplish over the next few years? You want to win a championship, of course, but what do you need to accomplish and do to help your development to be part of that organization full time down the road?
Yeah, I think just continue to learn and just keep my ears open and just doing whatever kind of Seattle thinks they need to do to get to the next level. I think they've gave me a lot of information this year that's been really helpful, and I think has made me take major strides in my game. So just continuing to try and get better in all areas of my game and just get ready for the next level for sure.
That was Carson Rakoff of the Kitchener Rangers. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 list. The top OHL club, the Saginaw Spirit, the hosts of the Memorial Cup, coming in at number 3, the London Knights at 4, and the Sioux Greyhounds at number 9. That's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.